In Italy, we eat pizza with French fries.
Yeah, they eat French fries and hot dog pizza. And I'm like, and you want to come
American
at me?
Pizza. You put hot dogs on pizza?
Yeah, but they want to come at us for using pineapple on pizza.
What? Pineapple is a freaking fruit.
We lived on the third floor, okay. And my parents are under us.
Oh,
no. One morning, my dad came downstairs and was like, could you guys be a little quieter?
Oh, gosh.
You don't move the wrist.
Real Italians don't move the wrist.
No.
It's okay.
It's like I try on TikTok where everyone goes like this. I'm like,
No.
When he said it in an argument, it translated as F you.
Really?
Like, I went off the handle.
And that was like,
give me a second.
That caused a big fight.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I was like, why did he just say that to me? I've never been told that.
And they were shocked because they didn't say nothing.
We sat down with TikTokers Carlo and Sarah, who have a love story fit for a movie. They met in Italy while Sarah was on vacation at Carlo's family-owned beach club. You've probably seen some of their pranks, like the time Sarah cracked spaghetti noodles over a pot of boiling water to get a true Italian reaction out of him. After nearly friend-zoning each other over Google Translate, the two have hurtled through many language barriers, cultural differences, and even living with their in-laws as newlyweds. We talk about all this and so much more in today's episode. Welcome back to Unplanned. We are so stoked you guys are here. We have Carlo and Sarah with us. Can we just give it up?
Yay!
Can we just give it up? They flew all the way from Boston to be here in Phoenix. Carlo, what did you call Phoenix earlier when I was sure that
it was Phoenix. I always say Phoenix.
We literally landed. I actually have a clip of it. He's like all excited. He's like, we finally made it to Phoenix. Like,
yeah, it was Czech because they say, oh, we discovered another state. Arizona, Czech, Phoenix, Czech.
Dude, that makes me laugh because I know for a fact if I was learning a different language or like ever learn another language, I would mess up the words nonstop. Like, I totally would. And it made me think about you guys. I was like, I wonder if there's been any funny situations that came up, like uncomfortable situations or something, like where you almost got in danger because of a language barrier or a culture.
We should say that they flew in from Boston.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
You're not originally from Boston. No, yeah. You can't tell by the accent.
Not a Boston native.
Not at all. I come from Italy. I raised and born in Italy, and this is in a little region in southern Italy. And when I come here, everything was completely new to me, and the language, forget about it.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the language was...
And so you started learning English at what age?
Okay, wait.
How old were you?
There is a fun fact on that, because in Italy, they try to teach you English from the school. So elementary school, you start with the little stuff, middle school, high school. I always was terrible. Completely terrible. I always say, English is not for me. Language is not for me. I'm never going to learn English. I'm never going to learn another language. Then she come up. And of course I had to learn English.
Hi, guys.
So I learned English at 22 years old.
Yeah, he learned it to talk to me.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Like right after I left the summer, one summer, he... I guess he still has a notebook. We like did a video about it. He found it in the closet, and it's like this little notebook with like this breakdown dancer on the front, which is so funny to me because it's like the most random notebook. But when you open it, it's just like English. Like he just sat down and just taught himself English.
Yeah, like I am, you are, is she, from the basic. Everything was just because she say. So we won't start from the beginning to explain why.
Yeah.
So I met her in 2015 the first time.
Yeah.
Okay. And because in my family on a beach club in Italy,
okay.
And she came in vacation with her family in 2000.
Yeah, because my family is also Italian.
Yeah.
So like my nonna and my nonno, like my grandmother and my grandfather.
Okay.
Both are from there. Like they're from like 5 minutes away from where he lives. So we would always go to that summer house because they still had the house there. And like my nonna knew him as a baby. And like,
oh, wow.
But I didn't know him until, like, I just knew his family that they owned the beach club and we would go to the beach and, like, hang out. But then when I saw him in 2015, I was like, wow, there's a hot life right here. But I was like...
It's literally like a movie.
You know, whenever someone asks, like, how'd you meet? I'm like, in Italy. Like, if I, like, go into detail about it, me and Carlo sometimes are like, wait, that's, like, how we met? Like, yeah, it's just weird to me.
It's the perfect script for, like... a rom-com or like a romance
and it, like there's so many things that go into it that literally make it seem like it's like
your grandma. Yeah, honestly,
like my grandmother held him as a baby and, like, my grandmother's my best friend in the whole entire world, so the fact that she knew him when he was a baby, like, it's so weird. Sometimes me and Carlo are like, is it fake?
And he learned English for you.
Yeah. Like, the minute I left that summer, he, like, learned English.
No, because my goal was, like, so we meet again in 2018, so 3 years after the first time. And that game, I didn't know any English. The way for speak with her was through her nonna, her grandmother, and or her father, because was the only one that speak Italian and speak English. So I say something, you know, they translate to for me. But was embarrassed, you know.
Yeah, you're like, this is going through the family.
We were all sitting on the beach chairs, like just in a row, and like we would just talk back and forth with each other.
What's that like falling in love with somebody that you can't necessarily communicate with, like verbally? Because there's obviously there's so much more to communication than just language. There's the body language. I mean, there's so much. Mm-hmm. How did you know it was like, this is the one? This is the person that I want.
Honestly, we don't know, because it's so funny. I always say, like, the summer that I came back. So I came back in 2019, the summer after 2018. Obviously. But we usually don't go 2 years in a row. So it was really weird that like our family decided to go back that year. And when we left in 2018 and I hugged him, I was currently in a relationship with somebody else. So he kept asking me out on like to go out that whole summer.
Also like a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I try. I try in all the way possible.
He's like, you and your brother can come, you and your sister can come. And I just kept saying no, because I was like, the person that I'm with is like, I wouldn't do that to them.
And this has made me to believe in her a lot more. You know, I never believed to take a relationship with her, but not because I didn't want. Oh my gosh, that was the most thing that I wanted more than everything. But I never believed because, you know, I am here in a little region in Italy. She's from United States, different culture, different everything. I say, it's impossible that this happens. I didn't know the language either. I don't know the language. But
yeah, that's why it's even... But that summer, so in 2018 when we were leaving, we were saying bye to his family. And like we got really close to like their family that summer. But I didn't really get close to him. Like he would come sit and talk to us. But like we hugged goodbye and I felt like butterflies in my stomach and I was like, what's happening right now? Because I've never felt that with the person that I was with. So I started getting like nervous. I was like, oh no, like why do I feel this way about this guy? And everyone was just standing around us hugging and they're like, are these people in love with each other? Like, but it was weird because like we weren't so hanging out or anything.
Yeah, everybody sees something that we didn't see in the moment because everybody see from other perspective. We were inside the perspective. We couldn't see what really there was, or we couldn't believe on that.
Mm-hmm. But so I left. I went home, obviously, that summer. And he like messaged me once in a while. Like he would message me on my birthday. And I remember on my birthday, he messaged me like this long paragraph, like the most meaningful paragraph I've ever gotten from anybody. It was like intricate. Like you are like one of the most amazing people I've ever met. Like about like my personality. And I was like, wait, the person that I'm with hasn't even done that. And I was like, okay, maybe, I don't know. I was like, I don't know why I feel this way. And I felt bad because the person that I was with was like amazing. Like he was a wicked nice guy, but I didn't have like a wicked strong connection with him. So I felt like guilty almost that I felt that with him when I wasn't even like talking to him.
Yeah,
so
we didn't do anything. Yeah. I try, honestly. That was bad.
But
she didn't give really me tried. Any possibility.
Yeah.
How did you then have the courage to break that off? Because you were in a relationship, but then you knew inside that you were supposed to be with Carlo.
Yeah, I honestly just, I was like, we went out to dinner and I had told him, I was like, listen, I don't feel like this is meant to be. And we were together for like, well,
not the way after.
Yeah, it was after a few months. And it honestly wasn't just because of Carlo. It was in general because I actually got out of a really bad relationship before this one. And so when I started dating him, he was the nice guy. And like, he was like what he showed me, like what relationships should have been. And like, I always say, like, I wish that he stayed a friend because he was like an amazing person. And then when I met him, I was like, okay, well, I've never felt this way about anybody. And we don't even talk to each other. So there has to be something there. But when I did break up with this person, it wasn't solely for Carlo. It was more like, okay, I need to like reevaluate a lot of other things. So I just like sat him down and told him, and he was very understanding about it. But it like, it hurt really bad for me because I felt bad for him. Like I felt bad that I was feeling that way.
And how did your parents react? Because here you are breaking up with this nice guy to choose some dude in Italy. Like,
no, in that moment.
Oh, what?
Sorry. Interrupt you.
Oh, but, you're good.
No, but in that moment, she broke up, but without no.
Yeah, I didn't know that me and Carlo were going to be together.
No, we
weren't even talking at that point. Like, he would message me once in a while. And like
the birthday, Christmas. Yeah. I use that for an excuse to message with her.
Yeah.
You know, when I arrive Christmas, I say, yes, I can message her to her.
You Google Translate your message.
Completely.
Okay, didn't I hear somewhere that you had gotten friend-zoned? Because there was an issue with Google Translate. I was looking at your story.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you friend zoned Carlo.
We thought that we friend zoned each other.
Talk to us about that.
So when we first said I love you to each other, which was like literally 4 days after we started dating,
the first date.
Yeah. It's actually on the first date. Yeah. We were saying I love each other. And in Italy, there's two ways to say it. It's ti amo, which is I love you as like a relationship. And then te voglio bene, which is like I love you as a family or friend. Yeah. So when he wrote it to me on Google Translate, it obviously translated to English, which was I love you. And I was like, okay.
There's
so
just one way in English.
Yeah, when I wrote I love you on Google Translate, it translated as te voglio bene. I didn't know there's a difference at the point. So he looked at me, he's like, oh, and then he messaged on Google. He was like, as a friend. And so then I thought he was telling me that he meant it as a friend. So we're both like sitting in his car, like, and I'm like, wait, I'm like, so do you love me as a friend? He's like, you love me as a friend? I'm like, wait, do we love each other? I'm so confused.
You're like, someone answer it first?
I'm like, I'm stressing out.
2 minutes of embarrassing silence because so I say I love you. She say I love you too. So she meant, in the moment she explained to me, I explained to her, but wait, you love me like as a friend, because in Italy we have I love you like as a friend, okay. And I love you, I love you.
Hold up, but you were sitting next to each other in the same vehicle. Yeah, okay, because I thought you were messaging like online.
No, this is like the summer that we, so going back to what you said about how my parents felt about it, which I like to touch on that. My dad and Carlo are like the same people. And it's very weird because our families are like, we live like 4 minutes away from each other in Italy. Like both of our families. And fun fact, I always say this because, and then people are like, are you guys cousins? We're not cousins. Let me just preface that. I'm just going to say that full. But it's like weird because I go back to like the story thing. Like it's like a weird fairy tale that like doesn't make any sense. But my nonno, which is my grandfather. Sorry, that's the Italian way to say it. But my grandfather, he took his mom's last name, which is Malika, which is my last name. But if he took his dad's last name, because they weren't married at the time, it would be Longo, which is his last name.
Oh.
So my last name would have been Longo. And then
you would have got married and it would have still been long.
Yeah. So, but I always joke around. I'm like, imagine if we're related. And Carl's like, no, because the top two names in the region are Malika and Longo. It's in Italy. So everyone has. But whenever I found that out, I was like, wait, I would have had the same last name as him.
You're like, let's quickly go to ancestry.com and make sure.
And then actually my other cousins that are American, their last names are Longo.
That's weird.
That's
weird. But they're not from Italy. Like, it's just like a completely different
thing. What I'm confused about. What's the culture in Italy? Do women take their husband's last name?
No,
they usually hyphen sometimes if they're or like they just leave their last name. Like, no. I think I'm gonna hyphen the last name.
No way. Oh, so you still have your same last name?
Yeah, I haven't changed it.
You haven't changed it. Okay. No. Do you have any firm opinions on that?
Honestly, I don't really care.
Honestly, me neither.
Name. Oh, sorry, just move that.
Honestly, no, I don't care, to be honest, because in Italy, my mother have her last name. She born with that last name, and she keep
that.
My every woman.
And so the most common thing in Italy is just to keep
both.
And you do a hyphenated one. Here's my question,
and then
though.
Your kids are hyphenated?
Don't they all build up?
No, those are the kids, like, longer. Like, I'll make it.
Oh, so the kids are always the dad.
The kids are always the dad, yes.
Yeah, like, he has his dad's last name, but his mom has his, like, her maiden name.
Because that's confusing. I'm not for sure, but I think in some Latin American cultures, that's a thing, too.
Both.
But what confused me is I'm like, after so long, you're going to have, like, 50,000 last names building up.
Yeah, literally.
I didn't realize that you were still choosing most likely probably from culture the father's name
kids. Fatherless name
So I'll probably, when we have kids, I'll probably change it. So it's a lot of paperwork.
It's also because we probably wait also for dual citizenship stuff.
Yeah, like I want to get my Italian citizenship before I change my last name, because I don't know if that would affect it. Because if I were to change my last name, then I had to go back and like change all the documents.
And how did you guys decide on America over Italy?
Well, at the time, I was in nursing school, so I completed nursing school, and obviously, school's expensive here. And, like, I've already went through 6 years of college, and Carl's like, I don't want to make you move to another country and, like, not be able to use your degree that you just spent so much money on. And,
In Italy, we both are nurses. I am nurse in Italy. She's nurse here. And take a graduation degree in Italy.
It's like $2.
It's like a lot. I think in total you will gonna pay for the full degree no more than $12,000.
$12.
No. $12,000.
$12,000,
Really?
Yeah, but maybe less. Usually you also less. Here you pay $100.
Wow.
So I say in that case, how I can ask to you to come here after spend hundreds of thousand dollars and say, let's go to Italy, live in Italy, and maybe you can work.
Yeah. Yeah, because where he's from, there's really not a lot of.
No, there wasn't a lot of possibility. There wasn't a possibility for me that I was Italian with the nurse degree. I can imagine for her.
Because I'd have to learn Italian also, like the language. And obviously, I would do that if you wanted to. But like a lot of people think it was like this big conversation. It honestly like wasn't. We kind of just both were like,
yeah,
it just makes sense.
Speak to the challenge of dating long distance, because Abby and I did long distance, but we were only 2.5 hours apart. And so what I ended up doing is I would just drive to go see her literally almost every weekend. Honestly, I did like every other weekend. And then towards the end of our senior year of high school, I was driving to see Abby every weekend.
Yeah.
So
you couldn't wait.
Yeah. How did you guys do it? That's tough to be that far apart.
We honestly did it also during
pandemic
COVID. So when we first started dating, like he visited me in America for the first time in January. And when him and his sister went home, that's when everything shut down in March. And so we didn't see each other from March all the way to August.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. August. Yes.
Yeah. And me and Carlo every day, like spent days like finding flights, and then we would book a flight and then it would get canceled. And I was like, I'm going to go in May or I'm going to go in April. And then it would get canceled and canceled. And I even like drove to like New York like twice to go take a plane from New York, because for some reason they were only running flights to Rome out of New York. And I'd get there and they would change the rule like the minute I got there. And so I had to turn back around and go home.
That would be so disappointing.
Yeah, it was the worst. So, because the law changed right away. Every day can be a different law, because
like 1 minute it's like, oh, if your family's from Italy, or if you could prove that your grandmother is from Italy, you can travel there. Like very weird rules. But then when you got there, they changed it. So it was just like horrible. But
that was tough. The long distance. Yeah. In general, the long distance relationship was tough. But I think the greatest thing we did was like communicate. Mm-hmm. Communicate everything. Listen, we didn't was like... I feel this from you, but I don't tell you because I don't want to stress you. I was like, I feel you a little bit distance. There is something that it's wrong. You are stressful for something. We talking about.
Yeah, because we definitely learned in the beginning our relationship, like we didn't communicate enough. And so like we would both be like, oh, you're mad. I'm not going to respond to you or something. Yeah. And like, I don't know. I feel like when you like grow up in like a high school relationship mindset, you kind of like take those. What are those things called? Like those traits from like a high school relationship and like bring it into your older relationships. Like, oh, I'm just not going to answer your text message. Yeah. Then like you know, now you're like, okay, we're like adults. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's called with me. I'm going to be called with her. Yeah. You know,
like tit for tat type of thing.
So yeah. You'd get into like little fights over messaging apps.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or like we'd FaceTime each other and just like be like, oh, well, you seemed weird today. And he'd be like, and then he would like tell me what actually happened during the day. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And that was only like probably like the first month of our relationship. Yeah. But after we learned that like especially when you're not with each other all day, like you kind of have to like constantly be communicating like what's happening in your day. Cause if something bad happens during your day, your partner doesn't know that. So yeah, you're acting weird, but not towards them. It's just because something just happened to
okay.
you. Like,
I actually have a really interesting question. I've always been told, or not told, but I've heard people use as an excuse for people to not like, I don't know, marry someone that's not the same race as them or whatever.
No.
It's always been said like, well, there, you know, there's cultural differences. Yeah. So you got to be careful. But like, I'm curious, like you obviously clearly there are cultural differences between you guys growing up in completely different countries. So I am curious, were there any challenges to that? Or was it not really? Like what's your experience with that?
Well, only because, but my dad, like obviously I grew up with an Italian family on like my dad's side, so I know most of their culture and I understand like the values behind it. I think you had more challenge here.
Yeah, I was more shocked, man, in the little things.
Yeah, it wasn't really like in our relationship. It was more like Carlo being like, this ice cream's really large and in Italy we don't have that. Like it was more like, but in our relationship.
Yeah, for me was I told you, in little stuff like more about American society and non Sarah culture.
Yeah.
Was more like in general and no more on her situation. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think about it. I think there was one cultural... Oh, there is one big thing in our relationship that they... In Italy, they speak really loud. Like they're like...
Oh,
that
me too.
Yeah. But like it always sounds like they're yelling. Like it doesn't matter what they're saying, they're always yelling. So I remember... Like my family, as much as my dad's Italian, like I had a very quiet household kind of. So like I wasn't used to like people just being like shouting all the time.
Yeah.
So me and Carlo would like just talk he would be like shouting, and I'm like, people are gonna think you're yelling at me.
But no, I'm just like, you know, also we are very.
And he like talks with his hands, and I'm like, someone,
yeah,
if someone's in the car next to us, they're gonna think you're screaming.
Wait,
at
maybe
my face.
I'm like part Italian. I legit talk with my hands, yeah, and I shout sometimes. Like Abby's like, can you please be quiet?
Yeah,
and, like,
but, I'm so loud.
But you know, feel the not the power, but you feel need to speak with the hands for.
I know, I like
sure
a gesture.
To, yeah, see,
to I make think the funniest. What was the thing? Oh, in our apartment, we had like somebody. Looking out, I don't know what it was, but you were saying something really loud. It looked like you were yelling at me, and then he like turned. He's like, I yell like you. I'm like, showed I wasn't yelling. I'm like,
he looks like he's like, yeah. And
I was like,
he's like, I'm not actually yelling at you, but
because if you've been in my house,
oh, they're all yelling at
on
each other
the
all
table.
The time.
We speak about something. Look
I'd
like
be like,
we
are you
I love how you do this. I love how your hands just went
it's like
that. Like
automatically.
Oh,
like I feel like that's so stereotypical, but then you did it, and I'm like, that's amazing.
It's not stereotypical. We really, we really do a lot of
but
that.
Here they do it differently. They always go like this, and it's not. You don't move the wrist.
No,
go like this.
Real Italians don't move the wrist.
No, it's
okay.
There's like a trend on TikTok where everyone goes like this. I'm like, no.
Thank you to Hiya for sponsoring today's episode. Our oldest is only a few months away from being 2 years old. It's really time to start thinking about what kinds of vitamins we should be giving him. My favorite thing about Hiya is that they're not just like basically candy for your kids with no value other than just tasting yummy, which they do taste yummy. I've actually tried them.
You had the Hiya vitamins yourself?
Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste they love, and so do I, honestly. Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals. It was formulated with the help of nutritional experts, and you parents to toddlers out there know as well as I do that it's difficult to give your child a well-rounded diet sometimes.
The other day I was looking for Griffin. I'm like, where's Griffin? And then I found him with your dad on the couch watching Toy Story and eating an Oreo.
Yeah, you know, there's always a reason for a treat, and then there's always a reason that they're not gonna end up eating everything on their plate.
Hiya also has these refillable bottles, which is just way better for our planet, and you can refill them, decorate them. There's little packets that you can get sent to you so that you can then just pour the vitamins into the bottle itself.
Yeah, and you get to actually decorate your special personal Hiya bottle.
That's cute.
But they give you a sticker packet, and it's a yellow bottle.
So Griffin could like basically decorate his own bottle for himself.
It's just something like that they'll look forward to doing. Kids love routine, especially when they're a part of it. So having them decorate the bottle and then bring it out every day, like, it's really fun too.
That's sweet.
And
I love that.
Eco-friendly. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim the deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/unplanned. This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to hiyahealth.com/unplanned and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
Back to the episode. And what does this mean? Is this like, oh, the food's good, like the pasta?
Can be everything. What
really,
are you talking about?
I know,
can
it's funny that you say that, because I feel like here they use it as like, oh, this food's really good. But like, yeah, and there's more when they're like mad. They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
like, it's like, I don't know
what
you're talking
about. What are you just say? Why you do this? Something like, you know, and we have a... On our answer, we connect also on our... I just discovered this... we connect our lips. We really move a lot the face and
the
lips.
Yeah, they're very expressive.
If
like,
so you say,
expressive.
Like, ask me something, and you say, I don't know, I would say, boo.
Yeah. I hate when he knows that noise.
And we do and the shoulder, the lips go down, and the answer go up. I mean, it's...
If we're ever in an argument, I'm like, I hate that. And I just turn around and walk away. Yeah, I'm like, I can't.
That's funny.
There's really no... That was the only thing that, like, in our relationship, like, really... Not cause arguments, but he's like, that's who I am. And I'm like, but I don't like that. Like, I don't like yelling and like loudness. Like, I'm a very like calm person. Like, don't yell like for no reason.
He's like,
he's like, I don't know what you want me to do, but we've gotten better at it. And now I'll just yell back at him. And I'm like, all right, fine. I'll just give you what you want.
You feel better on that?
No, I do, but I'm just not
you
that.
You want her to yell.
Really.
But because really, if you guys come one time, at my house for lunch or dinner, you will understand.
The amount of times I've asked him, like in the summertime, like when I'm there for a long period of time, like, what are you guys fighting about? He's like, we're just talking about the pasta dish that we just made. And I think they're in a full-on fight. Like, or like when he's on FaceTime with his family, like I'll walk in, I'm like, is everything okay? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Wait, okay.
I can like hear you screaming from downstairs.
When they actually fight though, what's it like?
Oh God, I don't know. I don't think I want to see that, to be honest.
It's very, like, very loud.
Very.
Wait, can you hear, like, can you hear your Italian neighbors, like, close by, and they're, like, they're shouting at each other? Like,
you probably
sometimes can be if they scream in the yard. If they don't scream in the yard, no, because in Italy, the house are with the cement and brick, so it's very, very tough.
What was COVID like there? Because I remember on the news, it was all Italy, and it was like, America, you gotta shut down because Italy is getting hit so hard. Was that scary for you and your family?
Yeah, because we were the first country in the world after China. So China was the first, and then we were the first. Mm. We were the first in Europe, and then in the Occidental, in the West.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, I heard they were turning people away at the hospital. Which
that was because nobody know anything about. And we were like closing the house. In Italy, it was terrible because
you were not allowed to leave your house. Yeah. Like when we would FaceTime each other, he would go out in his car because his Wi-Fi at his house sucks. Yeah. So he'd go out in the street, and the police would literally come knock on his door and be like, "You need to go back home."
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Mine was like
2 seconds away. From
2 seconds away, and sometimes they stopped to me with distance, mask, and everything. Fun fact about that, and I will tell you the fun fact. So they stopped me. I was like parking the car. Was middle night? No, middle night. Was like 3 a.m. Because for talk with her, I have to be awake during the night sometime because you know. But it was during COVID. I didn't have nothing to do in the morning besides study. So I say I can do that. They knock and say, "Oh, what are you doing here? You know that you can't. We have to give you a ticket. We have to do this. Where you live?" I say, "You see the house over there? Yeah, that's my house." They say, "Why you are here and not in your house?" "My Wi-Fi is not good." "Why you speak at the phone?" "My girlfriend," because it was my girlfriend, "is in the United States." "Oh, yeah, come on. Now your girlfriend is in the United States."
They probably thought he was making up a whole story.
Like, did you show them? You're like, "This is my girlfriend."
Yeah, I know.
I'm actually pretty sure he turned the camera one time and made me wave.
Oh, so this happened multiple times.
Oh, yeah. Every time he was in the car.
And I was like, they can see where I was living.
You're like, "It's me again."
Yeah.
Same girlfriend.
I'm like, "Hey."
And one time I remember they stopped, they knocked to my window and say, "Oh, what are you doing here?" I was like, for some reason, we were like planning on a date through the first time. So I was like, a shirt, I think also the tie. And on the bottom was like the shorts.
It's like the Zoom outfit.
It was a FaceTime date.
Yeah, it was. That was.
He got flowers too.
What? Wait, what?
And he like pretended. Well,
did he buy the flowers like in the United States to be sent to you?
No. He brought them in Italy. He was like holding them like in the camera.
Yeah, that's for
you. And he like pulled out the chair like as if like I was gonna sit down in the chair. I was like, I don't know what's happening.
He's
right
embarrassed.
Now.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening right now. You talking about getting a ticket in Italy makes me laugh because I feel like Italians love giving tickets because we got a ticket for the short period of time we were in Italy.
For what?
We were there. I'm not even kidding you guys. We were in Italy for like 13 minutes and we got a ticket.
How you get that ticket?
So we got a ticket, or we were trying to get on the like train system.
On the tram.
Okay.
The tram.
Yeah.
And so we bought our ticket and we're like, we got our ticket. We're on the tram. Like we did it. And we come
and didn't do validate.
We didn't validate it.
In America, they come and validate it
for you.
So we're sitting there. We're sitting literally. I could touch the machine. Oh. And I'm like, "We got our ticket." And they're like, "What is this?" They like start being crazy.
Maybe he just talked to us. Maybe he wasn't yelling at us because
that's the thing. Like, they do yell at us.
Like, "Sir, did you validate your ticket?"
It was and so I'm dramatic.
Like, I was like, "Oh my gosh, am I gonna get?" I'm like, "My hands are up."
It was like 100 euro.
Oh my gosh.
No, we got charged. No, it was 120 euros.
Oh, they knew that you guys were tourists.
No, for sure.
We had our luggage.
Like so many big suitcases, and they were like literally in my head, they were snickering together to each other, like they got us.
And yeah. Tourist we got.
Honestly, I hate when this happens, in particular with tourists, because I say, why you treat tourists like that? If happens to an Italian guy, he probably say, "Listen, I didn't validate because timing for some reason." But in particular for you guys, he was a nice person. He would say, "Oh, I understand. You are tourist. You don't know. So I don't give you a ticket." If it was an Italian guy, we say, "I give you a ticket because you know they're all here. Yeah. You know that you have to validate the ticket."
Yeah.
I would have done it too. I've been like, oh, two tourists.
We had $100. Our luggage. We literally yeah. just got off of the airplane.
We were on the tram for less than 5. We were standing right next to
you. Oh, we were on there for, I don't even think, a minute.
I think they saw us come on and they were like, yeah. 100%. And so we were like, well, let us validate it now. And they're like,
he wouldn't let us.
Oh, no. They could. They can't. So many times, to me, happens where it was college. Wait, when I went to the college, for timing, I didn't validate. And they say, listen, I have the ticket, but I didn't validate. Oh, don't worry, do it here and now.
Are you kidding me? I said, can I do this right now? They're like, I told you,
they, you get a scam.
They saw the suitcase.
Yeah.
Oh, you get a scam. The suitcase gave it away. Obvious.
It's not just that. It's also in the language, of course, in the moment.
Yeah,
we were screaming American, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
We were reeking of it.
Yeah. Everyone on that tram knew that we were American, for sure.
Okay. That was, I felt like a criminal, though, because I do think that a couple girls on that tram might have like known
us. Oh, no, they were looking at their phones and like smiling. Because they knew we were on TikTok.
Handcuffed.
Your hands are like behind your back. You're like, take me away.
I'm like, this is a great look.
That's like the worst, especially like when you're done traveling. Like you're ready to go to the hotel and you're like, why am I getting a ticket?
All night.
Yeah.
We're like, are you kidding? I hate Italy. No.
That's like the worst first impression.
Honestly, I would do the same thing if somebody, that was a scam. No, everybody are in that way. If you go now.
Oh, I'm sure.
You happens just in wrong answer.
We knew that even then. We're like, this is just a weird experience.
We started taking Uber after that because we're like, I don't want to get another. Because the Uber's way cheaper than getting a ticket.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I didn't know that they had Uber. Well, before, I feel like they didn't have Ubers.
In North Italy, where I come from, there is no Uber.
If you even mention Uber, they're like, what's that?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, where I come from.
Well, it was Rome, though. So, like, in Rome. Yeah.
So you mentioned that there was like a transition when you came to America, and it was less about like your relationship, more just like cultural differences, just existing in a new country. And you said the ice cream sizes were a big one.
When him and his sister ordered a small ice cream, they brought out this like, because his sister came with him the first time he visited America, which was very sweet. Like his sister's like my best friend.
Sweet.
Literally this big, and they both looked at us. They're like,
that's not real.
What's that?
That's like a not small. Real.
Because in Italy, a small's small. It's small. It's like half a scoop. Like
it's stronger, though.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like gelato is like more.
Yeah. But still, but I mean, I think the only way to take that amount of gelato ice cream, you have to have a cake. In Italy, if you're going on a bar and say you want a large ice cream, they give you a cake for a large ice cream. I mean, a normal cup, what we say.
I think his biggest thing was Olive Garden. Because he was shocked that people here think that Olive Garden is Italian.
Your video was cracking me up. I was watching that today of you going to Olive Garden for the first time.
The soup salad and
breadsticks. I know, the breadsticks are so good.
Bro, the bread, did you dip the breadstick in the marinara sauce?
Yeah, but wasn't that for me the most?
Is that they call it Italian?
No, for me, exactly. What I take personally was the carbonara. For me, carbonara is my favorite pasta.
Okay.
And when I see carbonara with carbonara ingredients, there is eggs, black peppers, pasta, of course, and guanciale. Oh, we say pancetta, but guanciale is the right one. In the moment, and pecorino, cheese, pecorino, and parmigiano, reggiano. But in the moment, you put also shrimp, chicken. Milk, chicken,
cream,
bell peppers, cream.
They probably put bacon in it, too.
Oh, no, they bacon, they're bacon as well.
100%.
I was like, what is that?
Ranch, maybe.
Yeah. There was honey mustard on the side.
Yeah, something like, what is this thing? That's not even a pasta. How you can... That was like the paella,
and
a soup.
Called it a soup. He's like, what is this, a soup? Yeah. Like, there's just more food things. And a lot of people are like, I don't get why he's so dramatic about food. No. And it's like, that's their culture. Like, in Italy, like, their life revolves around food.
I saw your viral video, over 100 million views, of your wife cracking the pasta over the boiling water. What was going through your brain when you saw her?
I was
that?
Like an explosion. I said, she didn't do that. We are in Italy. She didn't do that. It's just my imagination to do that.
Yes.
But here, the crack, I said, she did. How you can broken the pasta? Because
I didn't even know it was going to make him that mad, honestly. I was just like, we were making pasta, and I was like, I
thought that's how you're supposed... I would have thought that was Italian, honestly. No. I would have thought that's how you're supposed to do it.
I didn't even know that it was like a... I think, like, I was just like, that'd be funny. Because I think our first video that we did was I asked to put pineapple on pizza.
In Italy.
In Italy. And
there is no way.
There's no way.
No, no, my God. Carlo like was not having it.
But
and
no,
I was like, oh, that's
the,
funny.
The pizzeria don't have the pineapple.
Well, no, I literally wanted to ask the waiter. And Carlo's like, if you do that, I will leave.
Right now? No, they don't be allowed to come back in the pizzeria for sure.
Yeah, you're banned.
You're not allowed.
Yeah, you're banned because you allowed an American girl to ask pineapple.
Carlo, have you tried it though?
I try it. I try it.
So good.
When I come here the first time because I have to try.
You what ate you, it one time.
What do you think?
I when I thought it was potato.
Yeah, he thought it was a potato on pizza. I'm like, that's so random that he thought potato was on pizza. He's like, that would make more sense than pineapple.
Yeah,
and I was like, what?
In Italy, we eat pizza with French fries.
Yeah, they eat Ooh. French fries and hot dog pizza. And I'm like, do you want to come
American
at me?
Pizza.
Yeah.
French fry and hot dog pizza?
Yeah, yeah, put hot dogs on pizza?
Yeah,
Italy?
They want to come at us for using pineapple on pizza.
What? Pineapple is a freaking fruit.
Hot dog is Hot dog
is meat.
Yeah, that's weird though.
You put
slice up hot dogs and put them on pizza.
Yeah, you put like salami, mortadella.
Hot dog
you
know? Is a mystery meat. That's not even meat. That's probably like who knows right. what that is.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm like I'm gonna.
That
put
is made in the
it.
Lab.
Yeah. But you want that's true. But you want to know what is the most funny thing? That we call American pizza.
Yes,
what?
For the Americans. I'm like we don't eat that.
No, we call American pizza.
Yeah, no.
They call it American pizza instead of just like pizza.
No, exactly.
Because it's totally that's, different.
But I'm like, we wouldn't even eat that in America.
That was the most funny, the most weird thing about.
I just want to know how you guys ever argue because I feel like when you just pronounce something just like in such a funny way.
That breaks us out of arguments because we both are very hard headed. Like, we're. From where we are in Italy, like it's the definition of us is like hard-headed people, and so like we'll just argue and like there's no end to it. Like because I'm not giving up and he's not giving up either. So
no,
but until he like pronounces something wrong, and then we both just start dying laughing. That's I'm like, so I even funny. Forgot what we were just joking about. I meant fighting about.
No, because I say something,
he says phonics, then you're like, okay, we're not even fighting
and, like,
anymore.
He doesn't look at what he says. He's like, and I'm like. And then we just start dying laughing. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's how we end our season. That's fight.
Oh, I love that so much. I've noticed you guys have been open about fighting on YouTube, which I really respect because I think so many couples, especially on social media, want to paint this picture of perfection for their marriage or their relationship. And I truly believe that if you're saying you never fight, I either think one, you're lying, or two, I think you just have one person that is such a strong people pleaser in the relationship that they've convinced the other person that they're just okay with everything.
They'll just go along with it.
Yeah, they go along with everything the other person does.
No, I'm very open. Me and Carla are very open. Like, we argue. We actually argued a lot in the beginning of our relationship. Like,
In particular for misunderstanding.
Misunderstandings and also just a lot of, like, we had a lot of stress in the beginning of our relationship, like, right off the bat. Like, the green card situation, the getting married situation, like, just a lot of things that were happening at once. And me and Carla were like, we fought a lot and argued a lot about it. And like obviously working together, like that's
you guys
not,
know, I think.
It's not 24 fun sometimes.
Hour together sometime, you know, and in that situation, we start to realize that we have to have also an hour time to do stuff. For example, I take my time to watch some soccer game, some football, European football game.
Well, I always say to Carlo that when we're in arguments, I always say like, I'm mad at you. As like my business partner, not as my husband, because we've gotten in like fights about work, and then it'll turn into like our relationship fighting. Yeah. Like, I didn't like that you did this, or I didn't like that you did that. And I'm like, why are we bringing all those issues into the fact that we're talking about work?
We used to work at a pizza restaurant together, and we dreamed of working together one day. And it was
American
American pizza.
It was pineapple. And we did.
And we did put pineapple on pizza.
And ranch. So you don't want to even know. You don't even want to know.
I eat pizza and ranch, and he gags.
Carlo would walk out of the establishment. He'd be like, this is so blasphemous.
It's called Bellacinos, but I'm pretty sure it should have been Bellacinos.
100%.
Oh, Bellacinos?
Or Bellacinos with a C.
Chinos?
Anyway,
we should talk to you about that.
We worked together, though. And we all. And it was so much fun because. We also weren't each other's bosses. We had someone over us telling us what to do.
Yep.
When you work with your spouse or you own a small business with your spouse, you're working together. You're telling
you're
each other what
bosses.
To do, which just pisses each other off.
Yeah, because I don't like to be told what to do.
Exactly.
So if he comes in the room and he's like, oh, by the way, you need to like edit this. I'm like, if you don't get out of this room right now, like I'm literally going to scream.
It's funny because
how dare you?
I'm like, why are you telling? And then I'm like, I'm actually doing that right now. Yeah. But now that you told me to do it, I'm not going to do
it. If I don't say, exactly. If I don't say, it's fine. She will do. If I say, she no do because I say.
But you're the same exact way.
Yeah, I know. It's not like, the problem. Oh. Exactly.
We'll start fighting right now.
No, not at all. I know that.
He's that's like, it makes total sense.
No, it really does. But like, we both have the same personality too, which makes it harder because it's like we both are like. But like that makes it easier too because I'm like, okay, well now I know why he felt that way about that because I also feel the same way.
Yeah, that's funny.
Little by little, we learn more to read each other, and in particular to listen. I say this, I didn't mean this.
Oh, like, do you want the vaffanculo? So in it's Italian, a bad word. It is a really bad word.
No,
so
no, but really what, bad word.
What's a bad? What's a bad
it
word?
It means f you.
No,
oh,
but
in Italian.
Yeah.
It's so there's a word in Italian. It's literally vaffanculo, right?
Okay.
And so when
did
they're in a fight,
you just curse on our podcast.
Sorry, yeah, you have to bleep that out. But when he's like in a fight with argument or with his family or whatever, he just says that.
Yeah,
but if you directly translate it, it means you.
Oh,
but it doesn't have. But it's not.
But it's not really meaning that. No, like he says it to his family. Yeah,
not at all. We really use like if some friends.
He's driving in a car, he'll say it.
Maybe it means f you instead of actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
But when I Google translated it the first time when he said it in an argument, it translated as f you.
Really?
I went off the handle because I'm like, did you just tell me?
And that was like,
that cost a big fight.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I was like, why did he just say that to me? I've never been told that.
And they were shocked because it was like. What I say? I mean, I didn't say nothing big. I didn't say you are the worst person in the world. I was shocked that she reacted in that way. And then...
And reacting that way made it seem like I like...
No, reacted that you really take very...
No, I was very upset about it. Yeah,
exactly.
I've never
and I was shocked that she taking that way because I was like, okay, I just say vaffanculo. It's...
He says it all the time.
Yeah, but when I... argue with my best friend. Argue. We talk about it. Say, oh, I think next time we can do this. Ah, vaffanculo. We really use like... no, not in...
So I just say it back to him in fights now.
You're like, well...
I'm like, well, if you want to say it, then I'll say it too.
The meaning
but
is
only
completely
in Italian.
Different.
Yeah, no, really. Only the in Italian.
Meaning, the meaning is not in the same meaning that we usually...
Why like, do I feel, wise. Though... Tell me if I'm wrong. That Europeans cuss more than Americans.
What?
Like you guys swear more.
Oh
yeah. They swear all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Very common.
Very common. We have also a very, I must say, it's not be proud, but very like
strong character.
Strong you know, behind the bad word we
they're
add,
like really there's like meaning behind it. It's
no,
like,
but not just that. We had so many other think for make the bad word so much bigger.
Like and F your mother's
like
it's like this whole long thing and I'm like, jeez,
too much.
Yeah, sorry. Like if you translate very that cool. here, that's not very nice.
See, like here like the way I grew up, like you never cussed. And if you said the F word, that was really bad. Even for a while, I think I wasn't able to say crap. That was like a big deal.
Really?
No,
you would have hated my house. Me and my sister said all the bad words.
But in the United Kingdom, it's different. I've heard people in the UK cuss like sailors. They're just cussing all the time.
Italy,
they
yeah.
say the C word, apparently.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
The what?
Yeah, I'm not saying it.
The S word.
No, C word.
C you can, word. We can tell you it after the
C.
We can tell you after the podcast.
C.
C, and then there is an a T to the hand.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Carl dude, apparently they say that in the UK, but people here, that's like the worst
word
ever.
That would be like horrible.
Imagine being in a fight with your husband and they said
that
to you. I'm like,
no,
I'm leaving the house.
I'm calling the cops.
I'd be like, little
911. No, it's something like that.
That's how I felt the first time you said vaffanculo.
Vaffanculo.
I need to do 911.
I know, I was like, what?
I was like,
what?
What's going on?
911, what's your emergency? My husband said this is the word.
You would not believe me. You're like, that was so disrespectful, Carlo. He's like, okay.
I was like, because not in the house, but outside the house with friend, you say really for
you say
get
it in
fun.
Your house too.
Yeah, but when we grow up, not when I was like teenager.
Oh, yeah, when you're a teenager. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, if I do something like that, I get in trouble.
I know, I always got in trouble too. And then my little brother says things all the time. And my parents are like, I'm like, okay.
It always works that way.
Yeah.
I was listening to your Q&A today on your YouTube channel. And one of the questions was, did you test drive the car before you bought it? And you guys were like, yep.
Sure and did.
So I was just like curious, like open up about that. Is that like, what's the culture in Italy? Like, what was the culture that you grew up with in Boston? You know,
there really wasn't any.
Okay.
Culture. I personally wanted to wait until marriage. Mm. Like that was like one of my things, but No, but you know, an Italian.
You went out to aperitivo.
You had really aperitivo, no
had too much spritz,
yeah,
and
one thing like that.
The first date that we have, I tried to be like cool and bring her. Before I asked her father if I can bring her for another date.
Wait, but clarifying, it was not on the first date.
No.
You guys hooked up and then got back. Yeah, no. No, we had someone on the podcast that they actually did hook up. They were like a Tinder hookup and then they ended up getting married.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Should we talk about this?
Sure, if you want to.
We started therapy. And really, it's thanks to BetterHelp because I feel like otherwise it just was not going to happen.
They just make it really convenient because we are busy. We are always on the go. And so like just be able to go on your computer and talk to a therapist.
BetterHelp is great because it's flexible and it suits to your schedule.
And then if you decide one day, you know what, this therapist isn't the best fit, you can always switch free of charge, which is so convenient. But so far, ours has been like really good.
No, we're not just out here talking about BetterHelp. We are using it. We take a quiz online to kind of help them find what they think is going to be a good therapist for you. We fill that out and we're actually using Regain currently, which is couple counseling through BetterHelp.
Yeah.
But they also have personal therapy too, which we will also probably be giving a try.
Honestly, personal therapy sounds awesome. I'm so thankful for therapy. Like it's the best. And I think like more and more people are doing it, and which is like taking away the stigma from it. Cause I think back in the day it was like, oh, if you did therapy, something is wrong with you.
Or your marriage is about to fail,
so you're doing therapy. But it's like, it's not like that. Like, it doesn't have to be like that at all.
It's great. I think we could all use a little therapy. So learn to make time for what makes you happy. Visit BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unplannedpodcast today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unplannedpodcast.
Back to the episode.
You dated American men, mm-hmm. and then you dated an Italian.
Completely different.
Really?
Completely
so much more
different.
Romantic? Is that what?
So romantic. I don't know how to explain it. They're just like different. Like I feel like Italians are not all. There's obviously some Italians that like.
We're speaking general.
Yeah, like general, like just completely different. Like they're very like open about emotions. Like I don't know.
I didn't cry. I mean, what do you mean?
You didn't
really?
Cry?
Oh, Italian men are very, they're more so emotional than men would be in America.
Not emotional in like a crying way, more in like a, they'll tell you what's bothering them. And like, I don't know, maybe it's just Carlo. I always say like, I feel like I lucked out with Carlo because he's a very like well-rounded man. So we test drove the car.
Yeah. Okay. And I understand. In the beginning, when you say test the car, I say, yeah, we try our Volvo before to buy it.
No.
In the beginning, I thought this, but then I understand the situation.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't have phrased it that
way. No. That was the best way to explain the situation without.
Yeah, we just, because I know you guys waited.
We did.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, was that hard?
Yeah.
There is my best friend wait as well. And I always ask to him, how?
Okay, here's what I want to tell you guys, though. And I've learned this now as an adult man, talking to other friends of mine and talking to people that I would have never thought would have like fooled around before they were married because, you know, they were very religious or one thing or another. But the more you talk to people and you actually hear like what they actually do, it'll shock you. Because friends of mine that I thought waited didn't. And then friends that I would have thought, or just people in general that I would have thought, like, I don't know, didn't even like do anything more than kiss before they were married. It's like, no, they did literally everything else.
Yeah, and so
that's a difference. That was very comforting though, because I thought like, man, I'm just this freaking high libido dude over here who, you know, can't keep his hands to himself.
You can say horny.
I'm so horny dude. No, but it's like, it just felt reassuring to know like, okay, everyone's the
we're
same.
All humans.
And can we stop like with the BS of like, oh, we all waited till marriage. It's like, no. These.
I mean, okay. If you ask my family, the summer that we got together, we literally couldn't take our hands off of each other. Like it wasn't actually normal.
And it wasn't.
I never was like a PDA person.
Well, same. I mean, it's hard when you're in love with someone, or when you like someone that much and you're like falling in love with someone. It's hard to keep your hands to yourself.
Honestly, I must say something about I wait a lot because I always say I want to wait that I get.
Yeah.
I didn't wait enough. But
well, we weren't each other's first, although, because that I feel like that came off. Unfortunately, we weren't, but.
But also because in our situation, I must say, it's no excuse, but we also were in long distance relationship. Honestly, that would be too much hard, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But in the moment you found the right girl that you feel, in the moment you love somebody, so you won't go try the car, right? Test the car. Bro.
Yes, try the
car.
So
in the moment you want, you found somebody that you really love, you feel something. You know when you feel something. Maybe you don't know if it's the right thing, but the moment you feel that thing, you say, I want to understand more.
Were you talking about me or the girl?
No, in general, I say. No.
You, excuse me, your first?
No. And,
just kidding.
No, please. You are the only one that I really love.
Okay.
It's not say just because, okay, I saved myself tonight to sleep on the bed.
No, but he always explains, he's like, because I always say, like, I wish that I waited, yeah. And I, like, regret not waiting. Mm. But, like, I waited as long as I could, and I don't, like, I feel like relationships happen, and I was in long relationships, like, 3 or more years, and he always, like, says and reassures me that, like, those happen for a reason. Like,
yeah, I always say there is a reason of why we are here right now.
Yeah.
Speak about that. I think that all the things that we made in the past bring us to speak about this
right now. Yeah, it shows you what you want and what you don't want. Not only in that way, but like I'm saying, like, as a person. Like, but
I've gotten the impression that you guys believe in soulmates. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
So you feel like you found your soulmate.
Honestly, yes. I talk about me. I really believe in that because there are so many things that make us to be together. Mm. I see one time you speak about that. You said, I don't believe in that because there are so many, 7 billion persons. I do it right now.
Yeah, which is true. But
it's true. But in my opinion, when you feel, you feel.
Yeah.
I asked to marry her after that I stayed with her for 40 days.
Okay.
So I stayed 20 days that summer, 20 days here in the United States. After these 40 days, when we met again, I asked her to marry me.
Yeah, because we just kind of knew. But, like, I know what you mean because you're like, okay, is there really a person out there that's, like, meant to be with you forever? And, like, in a way, that kind of doesn't really make sense because there are millions of people in the world. But, like, if you, like, look at your own story, you're like, okay, well, there's things that, like, led us to that for a reason. Like, why did I go back to Italy twice in a row when we've never done that before? Like, why? I don't know. Like, our families, I don't know. It was very, like,
I picture it in that way. And I look at our experience, our story, or my personal experience. If wasn't my soulmate, why couldn't mate my another person? Why didn't mate another person before her?
Yeah.
So if I fall in love with her, it's because, in my opinion, my destiny bring me to have her.
Mm-hmm. If there was
another soulmate around the world, I probably would meet the other person. But no, I met her.
I can totally see from your perspective why you think that, because I feel like I would be more prone to believe in soulmates if I was in your situation, if I met my spouse literally across the world. Because I met Abby in we were doing a show together and we were like 12. So it just, and we grew up 12. Like 100 miles from each other. So it just, since we were only 100 miles away doing a show together when we were in middle school, it didn't seem as much of like a, wow, this is my soulmate. But with you guys, I
we're so young too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't even think that we could comprehend what was happening
or like fully. What is a soulmate when you're 12 years old. And I feel like also the fact that we both had relationships before, I never felt like I had something to compare it to, but like that doesn't always mean that, like, just because if you guys didn't have a relationship before, like,
we never did,
so like but it doesn't mean that just because you didn't have that then you're not each other's soulmate, because that's like your story. Like, what if your story didn't need to have people before?
Think
you,
if in that show you didn't meet her as well.
Do you guys think marriage is hard? You do, okay.
Marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Why?
Because in general, it's like,
you're like putting two people together that have two different perspectives, two different mindsets. Like,
not just culture. Yeah. But in general, it's two different people that, you know.
Living under the same roof with somebody 24/7 is already hard. Like,
and both you try to building something that is not about work. Building an house, I mean, create a family, create a good environment. That's no easy, in my opinion.
No, and there's things that come along with that. Like, even when you grow up, there's things that happen. Like, there's going to be, like, kids that get sick or, like, which hopefully not. But, like, you know, like, big things. And, like, that brings stress in your relationship, too. Like, it's not always, like, happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And for this, I think, in my opinion, if you have, like, a strong, not just love, but a strong, I won't stay with you no matter what. Doesn't matter how much time you fight. it's always get back. I always read it. I always, one time I read this sentence that I always loved.
Dude, I like philosophy. I love philosophy. So I totally feel
my
you.
My husband randomly turns into a philosopher.
I'm just like, this is way too deep.
It's a common occurrence. I'm like, I can't think like that right now.
Like, I'm actually just thinking about something
else. But I'm very interested.
No, I read this sentence one time that young kids ask to an old couple, how you guys stay so long? How was your secret for staying so long? And they say, because we live in a period where the things that get broken, we're going to fix before to throw it away.
Yeah, I feel like here people just throw it away a lot.
Now it's so easy. So, but it's
but
also,
that doesn't mean to say, like, don't throw it away if it's not. Like, if it's not fixable.
Obviously, like, yes. There is situation and situation.
Like abuse, yeah.
That's completely... No way.
Not nice people. When
at all. But in the moment you have... argue about everything, about stupid thing on the house, like why you put the dish in this way, or in
like
this way.
Carlo always wipes his hands on the dish towel and makes it like sideways, and I'm like every time.
Stress
and it's like they do the same thing over and over again. You're like, can't you just do it the right way?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, little stuff. That's thing have to be fixable, and if you have more and more, you can always fix the situation. If you can fix, I mean that you want to build something.
That's good.
Carlo always says, like, no matter what fight we're in, we've had like big things happen in our relationship that like you need to be strong together with, and like he always just says, like, no matter what, like, it's me and you, doesn't matter like what else is happening, like, I'm always by your side, and like that helps a lot because it's like you're not fighting together, like you're not fighting against each other, you're fighting
for each other.
For each other.
Bravo.
Like,
obviously good. Bravo. I love that. You said that. Have there been other challenges that have come up that have made marriage hard?
Oh definitely. Like
Buying a house. But that was like...
Not really. That was like one of our least.
In general, there are so many things that in our situation, like also in your situation, guys, when you work together, we recently we learn to divide the work to two houses. Since we work at home, like you guys, I think, there is a... A moment that you don't know when to start the house situation, the work situation.
Yeah, like I went through like a really bad mental period last, and I know you just opened up recently about yours.
Well, that's why I loved, sorry, I don't interrupt. No, I love that. You said that men in Italy are more in tune with their emotions, because I think men in America can learn from that, because the rate of people taking their own life in America is men in America take their life four times more than women.
Yeah, because they don't open up. And then when they do open up, like, they're looked at differently. And it's like they're still humans.
You're being feminine. You're being a little girl. And it's like, no, it's like men can be open about their emotions.
Yeah. Or they're being selfish.
Yeah, like. It's like, no, it's not selfish at all. Like when I saw what you, like your song that you came out, and I know you got like backlash for it, and it made me like genuinely sad because I suffer with mental illness too. And I'm like, that's not, like, you weren't saying it in a way like they don't make you happy. It's like, you're just looking around and you're like, why? And I went through the same thing last year. Like I told Carlo, I'm like, I have everything I've ever wanted. I have a husband, I have a house, I have a family that loves me, and I just feel sad. Like, I feel empty. And it's not because of, like, you. Like, it's just because of, like, life. And, like, I even told Carlo that after I listened to that song. So, like, that's literally exactly how I felt. And he's like, I know. Like, that's... And it sucks because it's like, I have everything. Like, why am I not happy?
That's literally exactly how I felt. And what's crazy is I almost canceled my songwrite that day because I was feeling so down. But I ended up literally writing. I was like, maybe I should just write this song should be about how I feel right now. I felt so much better after putting words into it. Mm-hmm. And I don't open up about my emotions to people very much, but my producer who was on the songwrite with me, he was essentially like, I don't want to say a therapist, but just like talking to him and getting to, you know, put words to how I felt. Oh my gosh, I felt so much better
not
afterwards.
Even just words, like a melody and like all of that, every part of it told how you were feeling. It just makes me so mad. Like, not that we have to talk about this on this podcast, but like how everyone's like, I feel so bad for Abby.
That made me so mad.
What the F? It has nothing to do with me. And that's why people don't open up about their emotions.
Like, he just
opened
up about
they feel like
him.
They're burdening their spouse.
No, that right there is why.
You didn't want to...
No, Exactly. And it's also why men in America are taking their lives so much more than women. It's because of that right there, the backlash that you saw in the comments. It shows that it's still going on.
The reverse of it would never, really I really don't think the reverse of it would take place. Like if I was talking bad about, or I was talking about how I'm feeling upset about my emotions, they would never be like, your poor husband.
They would be, because in that moment you are not thinking about Abby. Yeah, not that he doesn't think about you, but like you're thinking about why it's am I personal. Feeling this way?
Yeah. It's not personal.
It's not like he directly said like I don't love Abby. Like he's just saying that like I'm just
the
not
fact
happy
that people
in my
are
life.
Even drawing that is
it's just people. That's why I don't. We don't even read comments.
We live in a situation that we have likely millions of person see our video.
Yeah.
So it's normal to have
People say that I mentally abuse him because I make funny videos about
oh my god.
And I'm like like okay, I mentally abuse
him. Do you feel abused, Carlo?
Yeah, you don't know.
Do you need help? Like,
please.
And it's like actually look at people that actually are going through that, because I'm sure they're not posting videos about it unfortunately. And that's really sad for them.
That's really sad.
In your situation we really felt you. Not because we are here, but we're really talking about it. Say that's not fair.
Yeah, we're sitting in my kitchen, and I was listening to it, and I was like, "This makes me so mad." Because,
so mad.
Like,
not just for you. I'm sorry, but for you both situation, because as well, you don't have to. In my opinion, I'm sorry. You don't have to. The people doesn't have to put you in the situation to say, "Oh, I don't feel in that way."
It wasn't about Abby. It was about Matt. Like, maybe Matt's having a bad day. Like, it's not always about the other person.
This episode is sponsored by Lumi. Do you ever think that stress sweat smells more than like workout sweat? Because like workout sweat doesn't smell good, but it just kind of smells like sweat.
Yeah.
But stress sweat smells like onions.
Well, it's crazy because like you put on regular deodorant under your armpits, but you have sweat coming off your back, sweat coming off your butt cheeks. Like there's sweat everywhere.
You
like,
have sweat coming off your butt cheeks?
Yeah, I do.
Well, then you really need to try Lumi's whole body deodorant and rub some of that on your cheeks.
Okay.
Isn't that cool? It's a cream Lumi makes where you can just put it on all the high stink points. So maybe your butt cheeks. Honestly, I really could use some for my feet, especially in the summertime. Like certain other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid.
Ah.
I don't know what that is, but it delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control, and that's
holy
all I need
crap.
To know. Everywhere from your pits to your feet to, yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concern about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
No way. That's funny.
Because, you know, things do get musty.
A little stanky down there
sometimes. A little musty down there. Yeah. This is a great solution. It's a game-changing whole-body deodorant that has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like us who love feeling confident from head to toe.
That is a crap ton of reviews.
Check out Lumi. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice. They have like a mini body wash. They have these deodorant wipes, which are really handy to throw in your car after a workout. So if you get the Lumi Star Pack, you will also get free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code unplanned at lumideodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit lumideodorant.com and use code unplanned. Throw some on your butt cheeks.
Throw some on your butt cheeks. Back to the episode.
Yeah. Yes, all the time.
I kind of was going through like a quarter life crisis in a way of like, I've had two kids, you know, the beginning of, you know, having a kid, going in the newborn stage, that's almost like survival in a way, because you're up all night, you're doing so many feedings. It's a team effort between the husband and wife. And so like we had kind of gotten out of that. And then I was just like, who the freak am I? Like who? And I'm like, what's my purpose here? What am I doing? So, and so much more. But enough about me, though. I want to talk about you guys.
No, but not. Really. We can have a therapy session. Huh?
Yeah. Can you talk about my feelings? No, but it's even funny, like, joking about that, because, like, I've always been like, oh, I don't want, like, I think we need to erase that stigma, because I think men need to feel comfortable to open up. So that's, I love that men in Italy are more emotional. Like that's awesome. But men here are too. They're just bottling it up. That's all that's happening.
They just like don't want to say because
of he definitely does bottle up a lot of things. Yeah. I must say. Like he is very open about saying things, but if we're going through something hard in our relationship or our marriage, like he'll kind of like keep it in. And like I always notice it because it comes out in like our daily life. Like he'll just be like he'll be short on something, or like if I ask him something, he'll be like a little snippy. And then I automatically know I'm like, okay, what's wrong?
You can read me easily.
Yeah, I mean, he's very readable. Yeah, he can't lie easily. Either. So.
I tried sometime, I always say to her, sometime I prefer to hide something to you because I don't want that you take too much of what I have. We have to share what we feel. I always share everything. When I was homesick, I always say to her.
Sometimes he is very, like, he'll hide, because I suffer with anxiety and I have panic attacks. But before, like, he would try to hide things, like, so obviously, like, to protect my feelings. Like, he'll be like, but, like, he's such a bad liar. So he'll just say, and I'm like, I know that's not true. So, like, thank you so much for helping, but it's actually not true.
Yeah, so, in fact...
Like, the house could be on fire, and I'd be like, oh, my God, the house is on fire. He's like, so, the house is not on fire right now. And I'm like, but it, like, literally is.
Like, you can't just lie.
There was a little thing that in the moment she have a bad moment. I don't want to show you... I don't want to be on top of your bad moment with my bad moment.
Mm.
So in that moment, I would say, I will prefer that I wasn't so obviously when I have a... bad moment. While other time when she's fine, I would say, you know, today was this and this for me. You know, I feel free to speak with her.
Mm. No, but back to what Matt was saying about how, where are you in life and like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like our careers, like very, like if you're not doing the most, you're not doing enough. And I feel like when me and Carlo, like that's our constant, like. When I went through my whole anxiety mental thing last year, like I just shut down. I was like, I don't want to be on a video. I don't want to be on a TikTok. I don't want to post anything. And it's like, that's our job. So like, obviously we have to do that. But it's like, how do you push past like not wanting to, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like being empty pretty much. Yeah. And like just posting a video and pretending that you're happy. So like, I don't know. It's like really hard. It's like a hard mixture. And I feel like that's where like Carlo's like, hey, there needs to be a balance. Like,
No, I was going to say that. Yeah,
and like,
you're right.
After at 5 o'clock, if I'm at a dinner table and I'm eating and he even tries to bring up business, I'm like, no, like it can wait until tomorrow morning because like I need to make a work life balance. Like it can't just always be like talking about business.
Yeah. But this happens because in particular in our situation, so I come here, I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
So she has to do everything.
Yeah, in the beginning, I did all the videos, all the thing. And then, like, when he started learning it, I shut down. Like, I was just like, okay, I'm kind of, like, want to take a break for my mental health-wise. Like, what am I going to go on a camera and cry? Like, that's all I feel like doing, so I'm just not going to do it. And then he, like, stepped up and, like, started doing it himself. And then, like, it was kind of, like, a weird...
Yeah, because in that moment, I was like, okay, she is tired right now because for 1 year and a half, she has to do everything alone.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't able to speak. I was afraid to email.
Not even just in work, like in life.
In general.
Yeah.
Like the bills, the everything.
Everything she has to do by herself for 1.5 years. And say, okay, now she's so tired. And for this, she doesn't want to do anymore. So I start to do more and more and more, push myself more and more and more. I arrive at a point that we were to the dinner table, maybe 7 o'clock. And I was like speaking about war. And we have like an argument about, after that argument, they say, wait, what's going on here? I say to myself, I have to calm down. I was too much involved in the work that I didn't respect the house stuff. Didn't happen for a while. Happens for like a bunch of months. But happens in that moment, I say, no, wait. It's 7 o'clock. Stop. No work, no stuff.
Maybe obviously, if something needs to be submitted, like, we'll submit
that's
it.
Different.
But like, if it's like we're sitting down, he's like, "Oh, we should do this video idea," and I'm like, "I'm eating dinner right now."
Well, you know what it is. So the balance is so.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I used to work 80 plus hours a week, and now I have more of a balanced life, and I am so much happier. At 5 o'clock, I'm off. I'm with the kids every morning. I wake up and I feed my kids breakfast, and I'm there with them until 8. And so it's just like having that balance. I feel a million times better. Yeah. A million
you, like,
times
need
better.
It. And I always say, like, I like as much as you could be so successful in this, what we're doing, it's like, I would rather just be mentally well. Like,
100%. Like, no amount of money or fame is
healthy.
Worth your mental health.
It's really
health.
Not. Like,
it's
and
not.
I realized that last
not
year.
Not just mental,
like,
but health in general.
And I tell Carlo that all the time. Like, I don't, like, if it all, like, obviously I don't want it to go away, but if it did, like, and my mental health is okay, and like your mental health is okay. Okay.
You know what it is too? There's a big trend on YouTube of creators quitting, and it's because a lot of creators have always done everything themselves. When in the past and traditionally up to this point with social media,
media companies run as companies. You have an editor, you have a videographer, you have a producer, you have a director, you have the on-camera talent. Creators do all of that themselves. And so after so long, they get burnt out. You get sick of doing the 80-hour weeks and you quit because it's not sustainable. So what you have to do is you have to build out a team. But then that's also hard. I've struggled. I've failed. I've made so many mistakes hiring and trying to learn how to be people's bosses the past year. And I didn't know what this freak I was doing. I was just like learning as I went. But now I'm starting to finally understand it and know how to hire well. Mm-hmm. And just know that there's hope. Like, just know from one creator to another, there's hope.
It also bothers me, and this could be my anxious brain, but I'm like, I feel so stupid complaining about it, because it's like we have the most dream job ever, and it's like our job's not hard. Like,
exactly.
Listen, I've worked in a hospital for 12-hour shifts. Like, I know what hard is, and I know what working is.
Yep.
And it's like not like I'm working hard, but it's like mentally, it's a lot. It's
exhausting.
Like, you mentally have to literally turn on stressful. Your brain, like if you had to do a video, and it's like
it's just not sustainable for a human to work 80+ hours a week. Mm-mm. And I think it's okay to do that for a time, especially if you're starting a business or trying to give something a shot, because sometimes in life you have to dig deep and work really, really hard for a time to get yourself ahead, to be in a spot to where you have provision and you're not living paycheck to paycheck. Sometimes you have to really dig deep and do that. And I think we've all done that, but you just have to recognize, okay, now that time's over, I need to be a regular human now. I need to not overwork myself.
Yeah. And we definitely there are extremes. Like, I see some people on social media and good for them, extreme, money. And I'm just like, listen, I just want to live in a field with 100 kids and pick Aww. Olives off a tree in Italy. Like,
wait, how many kids do you guys want to have?
He wants 7 or 6.
No way.
I'll take whatever God gives us.
Yeah, exactly. I come from a big family, so I wanted as much sibling as much I have before. How much I still have.
Yeah.
But I mean, we are in God's hands. God, in the hands of God. So we believe in God. We believe in our destiny that God give to us, and we are ready for
it. I'm so curious, because you guys open up a little bit about this in the Q&A. I think you mentioned you were on birth control, and then you started losing some hair, and then you stopped. If you're comfortable opening up about that, I'd love to know more about what that journey was like.
When did I get off birth control? Before me and Carlos started dating, I actually got off of it. And I lost all my hair. This is fake. This is not real. And it never grew back. I developed a hormonal imbalance from it. And I was on it for a really long time. They put me on it for painful periods when I was 12.
Okay.
Which I wish I never went on it. But my mom didn't know at the time. She was like, okay, whatever. Whatever the doctor says, go ahead. And I just stayed on it. It wasn't for protective purposes. I just went on it. And then I just got off it and caused a horrible problem in my body. But
so it's when you went off the birth control that it just body had this adverse
I literally
reaction?
Got off of it, and the next month my hair was falling out in clumps.
So then this is a wig then?
No, this is all extensions. The top part's real. Okay. But it's just an extension that goes around.
Wow.
But before it I had long, luscious hair, and it just kinda went away.
Wild. So then you would never probably use hormonal birth control?
No. I don't use any birth control. I haven't used any in years.
We just had Danny Austin on the podcast. I don't know if you've heard her story, but she lost her hair. She started wearing wigs, and then she ended up finding a formula to help with her scalp health so that she could have better hair. And now she even started selling that product, and then it became this big company. So I feel
what is it called?
Divi.
Divi. Oh, yeah, it's a scalp health product, so it's pretty cool.
Interesting.
Wow, that's crazy. So yeah, I guess I can totally understand then how you'd be like, yeah, I don't really want to do birth control.
What's actually
after
really
that.
Cool though is that she said she thought she was the only woman that was struggling with that, and then when she opened up about it,
so many,
such a huge community.
That's what happened with us. We opened up about, I think I mentioned it 2 years ago on one of our first YouTube videos, and everyone in the comments was like, oh my god, that happened to me. That because it postpartum it also happens. My sister just said that it's starting to happen to her because she's 3 months now, and it's hormonal fluctuations.
You have no delusion.
Fluctuations.
Yeah, that. So it would make sense if you're on birth control that's constantly feeding you a hormone. Sure. The minute you take it away, your body is what the hell has happened? So
yeah. Wild.
It's honestly, that's one thing that I love about social media.
I will say this. I really
know that you're not alone.
To say that.
Yeah. You know you're not alone. And it's so comforting.
This is what I love the most, because we have and we have the not the power I don't like to say we have the power but we have the the power.
The microphone just say the things that people want to say.
Yeah.
Talk to each other in like real life.
Yeah, exactly. You can help somebody sometimes, yes, just to be brave with yourself, yep, and say what you feel, what you have, what's your experience. And in the moment you did, you're brave, because it's not easy to open yourself with millions of person. Mm. You can find a huge community that feel in the same way that, mm-hmm, you feel.
We also are very what's it called, reserved too. Like, we don't even share like 95-98% of like what goes on in our lives, because like I'm very protective about, like,
in particular, family.
Yeah, our family. Like, yeah, people don't even know that I have like a brother or like a sister, because I don't post them. Like, I don't. I'm like, that's mine. Like, I don't know. It's a very weird feeling. But like, even like in our relationship, like, we don't share a lot of like what goes on, and yeah, it's just like, I feel like it's good that we could pick and choose. But also, it's like sometimes I sit down and I'm like, Carlo, we should talk about this, because, yeah, there's other people that are going through it. Like,
yeah,
I talked about briefly like my mental health, and like the amount of people in the comments that were like, OMG, like, I go through the same thing, or like, mm, and it's like, that probably helped that person to know that not, mm-hmm, our lives are not perfect. Like, I'm like, it looks like it, like when you're looking on a YouTube video, but behind the scenes, like, okay, yes, it's not.
And this will get back to your situation. For me, you were very brave, is the right word? Brave to do what you did, and you didn't stop either if people get in the wrong way. You didn't delay the song. That's brave. Because you go through also, and if people like were mean,
mm-hmm,
and in her situation, in every situation was different. If they do the same thing, it will be different. People, mm-hmm, will keep in different way. Your situation also, if they keep in the wrong way, you keep going, and, mm-hmm, before and then you're gonna find a community that feel in the same way you feel.
Mm. That's good.
I feel like, if I ever said that, though, they'd be like, "What? I feel so bad for Carlo," because everyone is like,
"Oh, you think?"
Yeah, 100%. Like, it would be switched in my situation. Like, okay, whether it's like where I'm a girl or not. Like, I know that if I ever said that, they'd be like, "You're not happy with Carlo?"
Oh, can be,
because like Carlo is like a little angel, which he is. And it's like,
yeah, okay.
But
oh my god,
I'm curious. Okay. And you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but I'm guessing, because you're Italy, I'm guessing you're Catholic. And so I'm curious if you guys have strong convictions on birth control, because I know, at least back in the day, like, I have my grandparents were like very Catholic, and they all had like a ton of siblings, like so many siblings, because none of them use birth control.
Not really. I feel like we're both Catholic, and it was never like a strong, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I never really, like, obviously I love God, and like my family loves God, and but I'm not, I don't know, we don't have like that type of,
mm-hmm, I mean, we really believe in that there is a God that loves us, that it's good, that you know, if happens something in your life, it's because I really believe that this is what have to happen, so, or for make you stronger, or for, you know, there is a sentence of the Bible that you have a cross on you, because God decides the size of cross you can handle. You know what I mean? It's like, yes, you are tough life, but because you can handle this, God know that you can handle that.
Yeah, but like, birth control wise, we definitely don't have, like, I personally,
like, no, my exactly. Yeah. I didn't finish my opinion. I lost
the photo. No, because like with us, we got pregnant by surprise because we weren't using birth control, and then we knew that breastfeeding isn't like, you shouldn't rely on that. We were told that by Abby's gynecologist. But yeah, all it took was one time, and boom.
That's so funny. Boom, boom. Wait, did you get your period though when you were breastfeeding?
No.
So how did that happen?
Exactly.
That is so funny.
What? You can ovulate without getting a period.
Really? Because I thought a period was because you ovulated, and it just didn't work. Like, it just didn't.
People tell me I'm dumb. I'm like, I'm sorry.
They're like, I didn't have my period.
I think we need to teach women about their bodies a little bit. That's more.
That's crazy. Yeah, I should probably tell my sister that, because I think I told her that breastfeeding.
And we had Dr. Mike on the
Google it back.
Yeah. I don't want to play it back.
I don't want to misquote Dr. Mike, but he's, you know, very, very highly educated, super, super smart man. And he told us that with perfect use. So again, this is perfect use, not with like
breastfeeding as birth control, because it is a method.
Yeah.
Then it's 98%.
Oh, wow.
and then we still got pregnant.
So,
and then you also said, and it's also because if a woman's like hasn't had her period yet, but because you know that's with perfect use and people.
We know Augie was meant to be.
Yeah,
he was. He was our so meant to be kid. He's
a special love little that. Child.
Back to your answer, I will say, you can believe or not believe in God. We believe, but you can believe or not believe. Birth control is something that, and you are the proof in this case, that doesn't mean that you don't want to have a baby or you want to have a baby.
Yeah, it's just, you're just you know what I mean? You're like, well, maybe that's I don't want one right now.
Exactly, that's the destiny. You can be in birth control, but still you can have a baby.
Yeah, we were the 2% for sure. For the 2%.
But still happens.
So funny.
Yeah. So it's... I don't think that God will be mad with us if we are in birth control or not.
I can't wait to see your 7 children then someday. Yeah, hopefully.
I want to meet your 7 kids. I want to see what you name them. Wait, whoa, oh, yes, you think you're going to do like Italian names?
Yes. We already have our first 3 names picked out.
Sweet. Okay, so you were like, we are going to be cranking out babies.
Well, hopefully.
And are you going to teach your kids Italian?
Oh, 100%. I would speak Italian.
I think that's so cool. I want our kids to go to like a language immersion school. I don't know if we're actually going to do that, but it would be cool if they like knew Spanish and English, because a lot of people, since we're close to Mexico, speak Spanish here.
Yeah.
So that's awesome that you're going to teach your kids.
Yeah, he's going to only speak Italian. I'm only going to speak English so they can be bilingual.
Nice.
That's what we think. And then I'm like, when they start talking to each other and I can't understand it, I'm like, okay.
No, you will understand that.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed because they can say stuff behind your back.
I do understand Italian, though,
that's,
mostly.
That's my plane.
But I feel like he's going to come up with some words that I don't know and he's going to be like sneaky about it.
Do you speak Italian?
Funny. No, I try, but he makes fun of me.
Everyone's
like, you make fun of him, but like he does it differently. Like, I'll be at the table trying to talk and he's like, say it to everybody. I'm like, now I'm not going to say anything because there's 40 people looking at me.
That's so funny.
But I grew up, that was my dad's first language is Italian. So, but we just didn't speak it in my house because my mom's not. But like whenever I'd go to my grandparents' house, that's all they spoke.
I'm a nerd on history and stuff. So I'm so curious your family's story. Did your dad come over here for work? Did he just decide, I want to be American?
My nana and nono came here. My nana came here when she was pregnant with my dad. So he never like fully lived. Like, she was pregnant with him when she came here.
Got it.
I think, like, when she was, like, 30 or something.
And you know why they came over here? Was there, like, a specific reason
to come? Well, back in the day, you could get, like, your green card through a family member that wasn't American. So, like, my nana's uncle was here on a green card, and she could get a green card through him, which now you cannot do. Like, you have to be an American citizen to get a green card through them.
Yeah.
So they just came here for job opportunities to, like, work. Yeah. And, like, there they didn't really have that many job opportunities.
Something I want to end on. Last time we asked if our friends had any embarrassing stories, and our friends the Beastons told us about the time that Derek saw his sister-in-law topless on a cruise. I don't know if you guys have any, like, crazy stories or, like, uncomfortable situations you've been in because of language barriers. But if there's anything that you're like, dude, we got to tell this story. This is hilarious. Like, I would love to hear it.
There are so many.
Yeah, we lived together. So we lived in my parents' house.
Oh my God.
Up on the third floor with my sister there too. So my sister lived on the same floor as us. Not in the same room, but like we had like our own apartment upstairs.
Okay.
So there's plenty of situations where like my sister's very open. She's a little like, I don't know, she's very free spirited. So she'll just go to the bathroom with the door open. Like she doesn't care. She will not close the door. Carlo will walk by the door and be like,
I was like, oh, no, no.
I don't want to see that. But so he's definitely seen that before. Or like he gets uncomfortable if like I would go to the bathroom with the door open. Because my family just, whatever, I'll go to the bathroom. And like Carlo's like, what are you doing? Like there's just so many awkward. Like my mom was in the bathroom and Carlo's like.
That's the most embarrassing thing.
Your mother-in-law going to the bathroom.
Yes. See,
in like 0.5 seconds because
I was like,
he ran.
So thinking this way, I come here from another country.
Okay.
My father-in-law, my mother-in-law host me for 2 years almost.
Yeah, 2 years.
In their house. And there is this uncomfortable situation that I was like broken the privacy that the balance that they have because
like in a household
her mother go in the bathroom quickly and her sister as well, and they didn't expect that another person walk over there, because for many years they did the same thing.
Or like my sister will just walk into my room like with no shirt on and I'm like, what? And Carlo, like, literally,
I will, like, in the moment I see something, I will out of the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Running on the yard. Like, stay on the yard until the situation is done and then back. But the most embarrassing thing, I think, with your father, to me.
What happened with the father?
With the buns?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
It's not that. It's just like embarrassing for you. So Carlo's like a very, he does everything for other people. Like he doesn't care about what himself. Like he just will do everything to make somebody else happy. So my dad is a very, I don't know how to explain him. He's like the best guy in the world, but you can never know if he's kidding or not. Like he will just say something and you'll be like, wait, was that a joke? Like if you don't know his humor. So he was making hamburger buns and he burnt a hamburger bun. And so Carlo was like, oh, I'll take the burnt one so that no one else can have the burnt one. They can have like the regular hamburger bun. So Carlo grabs it, makes his hamburger. My dad's like, dude, like I made that because I wanted the burnt hamburger bun. Carlo thought he was just like being nice because he thought that it was burnt and he was going to let everyone else have the non-burnt one. My dad actually burnt it for himself. So like it was just
legit.
Like.
Legit.
Yeah.
Well, I've never heard of someone doing that before.
Me neither. So was Carlo like- was like, Oh, like, are you kidding? He's like, no. Like, I actually wanted to, don't worry like, about it. Like, he wasn't mean about it, but Carlo's like, every single time I make a decision and it's like 50-50, I always make the wrong choice. Like, at all. And it's true. Like, and I always joke around, like, it's always that way. Like, if there's a push-pull door, he's always pushing or pulling the wrong. Like, he's always doing the wrong.
Since he went in high school, if the teacher asked to us, like, okay, Longo, what do you think about this? It's this or this? 50-50? Okay, this, of course, is the wrong one. Every time.
Oh, wait, no.
If you give me three possibility, I can get the right one.
No, I have an embarrassing story.
No, wait.
We'll end on this one because it was actually a nightmare for me. Maybe not you, but me. So the first summers that we were together, towards the end of the summer, again, we test drove the car multiple times. And Carlo made a very nice date night for us in his room. He put like candles on the ground in a heart shape, like S plus C in a candle shape. Great. Very cute. Is anybody home? I asked him. He said nope, five times, nobody's home. And then at one point he's like, oh, my sister's home, but like she can't hear anything.
No.
Surely heard everything.
No, what happens that my sister told you that?
Like 2 years after, she's like, by the way,
no,
I love you, but I heard everything that night. I'm like,
no.
I was like, because I say, okay, cement, they don't hear anything.
Their rooms are right next to each other, so I should have known. Yeah. Like, I should have been like, okay.
Oh, you know, shared walls?
Yep, shared walls.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, and the doors are like this close to each other.
In that moment, I didn't think anything.
He wasn't thinking about that. He was thinking about something other than that.
In the moment, they say, listen, I can't waste time. Come on. Oh, my God. She won't go to sleep upstairs. She can go.
Oh, my God.
And her aunt. His cousin was there too, and she was like, God. I didn't know her that well at first, so I'm like, this poor girl, like I was so embarrassed. And Carl's like, it's fine, it's just my sister. I'm like, it's fine.
Well, you didn't know for 2 years though, right?
Yeah, no. Okay. In my head I'm like, no one was home, like they definitely didn't hear. And then when she like told me, she was laughing. I'm like, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, like, I'm done.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Oh wait, and there's another one.
Please don't.
I'm just gonna say Which one? My dad.
No, that was the worst.
Yeah, this is actually the top worst.
Okay.
This is worse than my sister, actually. Yeah, this is the last one.
No, this is the top one that in that moment I really wanted to go down by myself.
We live on the third floor of my house. Okay. And my parents are under us.
Oh, no.
And so obviously I'm very respectful. We definitely did do that, but in a respectful way, because again, we didn't see each other for a few months at that point. Yeah. Yeah. So like when he came back, you know, we're just normal people. Like we were, whatever. One morning my dad came downstairs and was like, just wanted to let you guys know, could you guys be a little quieter?
Oh gosh. Okay.
Wait, get worse.
Carl no. was sitting on the couch.
Get worse.
No.
Get worse. Get worse.
I don't think it can get worse than that.
That's the situation. Her father up here, speak with Sarah up. I was on the couch because I didn't understand anything.
He didn't understand what my dad was saying.
Each other. So they were talking about this. I was like,
he didn't know what he was saying.
So I was laughing about.
Yeah, he was laughing. So sitting there laughing.
He was saying to us to be more less loud. And
not even loud. Not loud. You make it seem like we were.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Please, we were not like disrespectful. Say, like just annoyed. I don't know. Movements happen. I don't know. People know what's happening.
And
I
was
know.
Laughing about on his face. You got it.
Because he didn't know.
Like, because he didn't understand.
You didn't understand a word he was saying.
He thought he was coming and talking about like the day calls. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
then
like,
in the moment I say, well, your father
that probably seems so disrespectful.
Yeah. Then after he's like, wait, I was just laughing about that.
But then did you go and clarify?
Did you clarify to your dad?
No, we just never talked about it again.
Oh, gosh.
I say, let's get out of here because I
so if Sarah's dad's listening, he didn't understand.
No, Dad, please. No, he probably understands that I didn't understand. Yeah, because okay. I was like with a silly face.
Yeah, because if you know Carlo, he's very respectful. So he would have, if he knew, he would have been like, no, I really, so sorry. But
we really get out of the house because I couldn't see Father face for a while. Aww. I was like,
we've never said that story before.
So. Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for feeling
like
comfortable.
Everyone has stories like I just had to disappear and I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to disappear.
Well, we love you guys. It was so fun getting to meet you. And thank you for bringing us donuts. They brought us donuts. So
we had to bring New England to you because Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, like, Boston.
Yeah.
I would have brought something on the plane, but I feel like that's really
good. I want to find something Italian thing, but I didn't find anything around.
Yeah, so. We went to another donut shop and it was closed. So I'm like, let's just stick with Dunkin' Donuts.
We know what's good.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And where can people find you guys on social media?
Carlo and Sarah everywhere. I'm like, Carlo and Sarah TikTok, Carlo and Sarah Instagram, Carlo and Sarah on YouTube.
Cute.
That's so sweet.
It's
the same for everything.
Awesome. Well, thank you everybody for watching and we'll see you in the next episode. Peace.